counts the days of the week. We're almost finished.
You mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes, and the months of the year, same thing.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, and can you count from 1 to 14? It's for pronunciation, obviously.
From 1 to 14?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and the number after 19 would be?
20.
The number after 26?
27.
And the number after 29?
30.
The number after 39?
40.
The number after 99?
100.
And the number after 999?
1,000.
And the big, huge number after 1,000, the next kind of big increment would be?
It would be 10,000?
No, but something you'd like to win in a contest.
Millions!
Yes. Okay. And the ordinal numbers from 1 to 10 starting with first. First, second.
The first, the second. How far you want me to
ten,
go?
Just to 10.
So okay, the first, the second, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth.
Exactly. Okay. All right. The large city in Utah. The main.
You mean Salt Lake? Okay.
Okay. And the place, let's see. The big city in Illinois.
Chicago.
The state where St. Louis is located.
Illinois.
That's East St. Louis, but the state right across.
Oh. St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you might be right, too, because it could have both.
Well, the reason I say that is because my stepfather said he was born in Edwardsville, Illinois. And that's east of St. Louis.
Because it bulges around? Or
maybe. I don't know.
Or the river changed course. That happens sometimes in genealogy, and you're looking in one state, but it was another state.
Because I've looked for that old...
Oh.
I can't find him.
Yeah, I've had that happen. I mean, I don't know if that's what the solution is, but you'd be amazed. Or the state's boundaries change, or one state will be turned into four different states. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah, but he's not that old.
Oh, I mean, yeah, true.
You know, he was born in, depending upon which one of the dates he gave, you can believe.
Which lie?
That's true.
Which embellished date? Oh, yeah. It's sometimes you just hit a brick wall and you have to leave it and take it back up 5 years later. Okay. The early part of the morning before 12 noon is
morning.
Okay. If I got up and walked this way, I'd be walking
toward me.
Yep. The opposite of up is
away from me.
Up
is the opposite of up is down.
And the opposite of down is
up.
Okay. And let's see. If you have a long way to go, and someone asks you, well, is it the long way? You'd say, do you have a term or an expression, rather, that you'd use?
Would depend on who you're asking. People say, oh, it's a far piece.
Yes.
You know.
Would you have ever used that?
Or it's a long way.
Yes.
Only in jest.
Only in jest.
It's a long way to go.
A long way. Okay. Oh, If you're downtown and you're going to cross the street and you go this way, what would that be?
You mean jaywalk?
That's, yes, kind of illegally. Yes, exactly, in fact. Okay. All right. Have you ever heard the word anti-godlin? Does that sound familiar? It's nothing to do with religion. Meaning, every which way?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Must not be from around here.
Never heard it.
Okay. When people say goodbye to each other, or did, rather, back then, what would they say?
They would say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator.
No.
So or long.
If they were lighthearted, they might say toodaloo, but toodaloo. I mean, it would be goodbye.
Yeah. Okay.